Welcome to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And today we've got a guest with us, and it's Jim, and he's with the Yarra Valley B Group. Welcome, Jim.
Welcome. All right, Alan, how are you?
Very well, thank you. And we spoke to you, I think, probably over 12 months ago, and we thought it was time to get you back and talk a little bit about bees, because I know for a long while, partly from being misunderstood, we spent a lot of time trying to kill them. But the first thing, Jim, you've been involved a little while, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Roughly how many beekeepers do you think would be in Victoria?
Oh, they'd be in the thousands.
Would it?
Yeah. Well, you look at, we've got about 170 active members in our club, and that's just in our club. That's not everybody in the valleys within our club. We would like them to be. And then Doncaster, I believe, has got around the 500 mark.
Gee, that's all right.
Yeah, and then you've got all the other bee groups.
And there are a number of bee groups around Victoria, are there?
There's six or seven that I, know of.
Oh.
And probably ones I don't know of.
Jim, and on the average, how many hives would a beekeeper have?
The average beekeeper has, one, two, five. We allowed five hives free of charge. After five hives, the sixth hive's charged by the Agriculture Department. So,
So that you've got to have a licence or something after five, do you?
Well, all hives must be registered.
Do they? Yeah.
That's to stop any disease coming in, and we've got to notify them if we get a disease in their hive.
Right, so they'll let you have five?
They'll let us have five. After that, I think they class you as commercial, I don't know, but they charge you. It's only a small amount, don't cost much, but most of the amateur beekeepers probably only have one, two, three hives.
Yep, mainly on their own properties, or sort of, do they have them spread out sort of on other people's properties?
A lot of them have it on their own, but others have it on different people's property. I've got mine on a couple of different properties.
Have you got sort of one at home yourself? Or?
I've got two at home. I'm allowed two at home.
So is there a limit as to how many you're allowed on a property? Is that a Department of Agriculture or is that a council?
That's council and agricultural. And there's laws governing that too. You've got to be 6 feet from a fence. You can't have it next to a footpath or, laneway.
All right.
That's just to protect the public.
And so why only two, Jim?
It's an area, so it's virtually two to the quarter acre. Anything smaller, it's only one. But then once you go up an acreage, you can have as many as you like.
So on a farm, could you have...
You could have as many as you like. You could have 100, 200. You could have anything you like.
Are there many in the country on farms, or are they mainly in gardens?
Mainly in gardens. The ones that goes to the farms are commercial beekeepers, and they just take them in for pollination, and then they'll move them. We move them once the pollination is finished, because there'll be no food for the bees.
So they just keep moving them around?
They keep moving them around.
All right. So let's just... I know you're an amateur, and that's what we're really here to talk about today, but when you talk about these commercial ventures, like how many hives would a commercial venture have?
Oh, up to 1,500, 2,000 commercial.
True. So would they all be on one site, or would those 1,500 be spread out?
Well, a lot of them will, that might take 2,000 hives up to the almonds. And there's got to be a certain amount of... They're all done through one person. The farmer don't do it. It's just done through a contractor. Right. And he pays all the... The beekeepers.
Yeah.
And they do it by... There's got to be a certain amount of bees in that hive.
Oh, yep.
For you to take it up. You can't take a weak hive up. They won't allow it on the farm. So
when you say that they take them up, like how long... If I had a property, a farm, and I said, right, I want, a dozen hives, how long would they stay there? Like, they wouldn't stay there for 12 months, would they?
Oh, no, they would only stay there... You might get an amateur doing 12 hives, he might take it up. But a commercial beekeeper, unless he was looking at 1,000, 1,500 hives, he wouldn't waste his time.
Right. And then how long would he keep those?
He would only keep them for the flowering season. You know, it's like when pollination starts dropping off, he would come in, remove them, and he'd take them, say, to Canola or take them somewhere else. They get about $100 a hive.
To pollinate.
So a lot of the commercial ones are more interested in pollination than what they are in actual honey.
And their honey. Yeah. All right, look, we'll just take a quick break and we'll come back with more on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, girl, I know the difference between right and wrong, and I ain't gonna do nothing to break up our happy home. Oh, I don't get so excited when I come home a little late at night, cause we only act like children when we argue, fuss, and fight. Oh, Lord, Lord.
You don't know me by now. You will never, never, never know me.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
If you don't know me. Now listen, we've all got our own funny moves. I've got mine, and woman, I know you've got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, it should be so easy to do. Get yourself together, or we might as well say goodbye. What good is a love affair when you can't see eye to eye? Oh, no, no. You don't know me by now. You will never, never, never know me.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
If you don't know me by now, you will never, never, never know.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I have with me Jim from the Yarra Valley Bee Group. And we're talking about bees because they're a very misunderstood little critter. And if we don't look after them, our food bowls are in a lot of trouble. Jim, you were saying that there is a problem with mites, or not in Australia, but mites can get into the beehives.
Yes, we're the only country in the world that's free of Verona mite.
Right.
Every other country in the world's got it, and they've had nothing but problems.
And we don't want it?
No, we don't. We definitely don't want it. All around our ports, we've got bait hives. The government runs bait hives, and they're all electronically monitored now. So if bees from a transport ship happens to go into that hive, they will know about it. But they're monitored all the time, and we're, the Agriculture Department monitors right around Australia to try and stop this.
Do they monitor sort of private hives, or is it up to the beekeeper to?
It's up to the beekeeper to let the Agricultural Department know that they have a mite, or they might have a mite. Yep. Even if they don't know, if they think they've got one, it's best to ring the Agricultural Department, and they will send somebody out. It won't cost you anything.
Right. But and then will they destroy that whole hive, or what happens?
They will destroy the hive if that's got the mite in it. It gets on the back of bees. It just sucks all the fat and tissue out of the bee and just weakens the hive. It also makes deformed wings in bees, gets into the pupae. It lives on the pupae. Actually goes onto the drone, where other beehives will tolerate drones going into a hive. They won't tolerate worker bees or
Therefore they'll take that, the drone will take that mite into someone else.
Yeah, to another hive.
I guess when we were talking before about commercial, where you've got commercial beehives, they could go in and destroy hundreds.
They could, and that's why the Agriculture Department is so strict on it and, monitor it quite a lot.
Yeah, that's interesting. Jim, there's been a lot said, pardon me, there's been a lot said over the years that we haven't treated the bees very well. So, and we've been killing them off and not realising that it was going to cause us a lot of trouble with food long term. How are we going now? Are the amount of bees coming up, or are we still in a state of decline as far as the total bees in Australia, or what?
No, I think bees are on the incline, not the decline.
We're starting to look after them.
We've got more. There's more and more beekeepers come on line. Coming on.
Yep.
When we started at Yarra Valley, I remember some of my first meeting was held in the kitchen, sort of thing. It was about 15 people.
Oh, yeah.
And now we've got 170 active members within the Yarra Valley.
Yep.
And not everybody's a member of our club in the Yarra Valley. So there'd be a lot in the Yarra Valley who's got beehives that we wouldn't know about.
Do they have to belong to an organisation, or can you just have a beehive or two in your backyard and not worry?
You can have a beehive or two in your backyard as long as it's registered with the Agricultural Department. But you don't get any help if it's you've got one or two in your backyard.
Yep.
Where if you belong to the club, you intermix with different people, and like they say, 10 beekeepers will have 15 different ways of doing things.
I guess particularly for a new person who's just getting into bees, there's always somebody there that's been there and done that and are able to help them too, isn't there?
There is, and it's a cheap way to get your bees.
Is it?
It is, because we at swarm season, we collect all the swarms. People ring us up, we'll go and collect them. We do ask for a donation to help our club.
Yep.
If they can't afford it, we don't worry. But if you go and buy them from a commercial beekeeper or somebody who's doing it, you're looking at $200 to $300 for a beehive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We sell ours for $50. To get them started.
And when you buy a hive, how many bees would you start off with?
Well, it's just a nuke. It's not very many. Probably 10,000 bees and a queen.
10,000, but you say that's not many. That's a lot to me.
No, it's only a little ball like that.
Yeah.
But
so how many bees would be in what you would call
a swarm? You can get them from 10,000. You can get them up to about 30,000, sort of thing. You can have huge ones hanging off a tree. And we go and get them. We also get them out of people's houses.
Yep, because they can get in walls too, can't they?
Yep. And we've been very lucky that we've been able to source a thermal camera to help us. Yep. And that was Bendigo Bank gave us that. So that really helps us a lot. We only have to pull off one board now instead of half the wall.
People don't like that. Jim, I've got to take a quick break, but how long have you been a beekeeper yourself?
I've only been a beekeeper for about six years.
So in your club, how long would the longest person be?
Some of them's been there for 30, 40 years.
True.
Yeah.
Gee, yeah. All right. We'll just take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 12:30 already and we've jumped up a degree to 17 degrees. But according to me, that's as high as we're going to go. So we'll see how we go. Bit different. I was here Saturday afternoon anchoring the football and the top for the day was 12 degrees. Well, 17 might feel warm. It's a lot better than 12. Jim, just before we get going, we've been given a community service announcements and we read this, and this is about the Yarra Valley Bee Group. They're meeting on Sunday, May the 30th from 1:30 at ECOS. That's at 711 Old Warburton Road in Wesburn. The guest speaker will be Carolyn Hammond, and she'll be talking about how she combines her passion for beekeeping with business. So if people have, I guess, go along if you want to learn more about bees on Sunday, May the 30th at 1:30 at ECOS. And I'm sure Jim will be there to also answer your questions. Jim, what happens to the hives over winter?
This time of the year, they should really be wintered down, either packed down to one box or two. I always pack them down to two box. I don't think we're cold enough in Australia to pack them down to one, but that's up personal opinion.
When you say pack it down,
if you've got three or four boxes in, you just shake all the bees off down into two boxes, or use a clearing board and let them go down into two boxes or one box, whichever. If you've got a weak hive, it'd be pack it down to one box. Just helps them keep warm.
So what's the difference between a weak hive and a strong hive, and how do you know?
Well, a weak hive, you're looking at probably you lift up the lid of the box, and if there's, 10,000 bees in there, you know it's a weak hive. You know, you don't have to count
it. It's just by numbers.
But if they're not covering all the frames, you've got a fairly weak hive.
Yep.
A strong hive, they'll be just packed in, And don't think that because there's, a hell of a lot on a frame that it's too many. You're marvellous how many bees can fit into a small space.
True.
Yeah, and it keeps them warm. They don't have to work so hard. and they don't have to eat so much honey. If they're keeping warm, they use the honey to keep warm.
Yep.
And you just, I only do mine to two boxes. I try to keep a couple of strong hives.
Yep.
But if you're feeding them, you're getting to the end. You shouldn't be feeding them now. It's getting too late. They won't be able to turn that into honey. So you're better off if you have got a weak hive and you need to feed them, just on top of the hive mat. If you've got a hive mat on top of your frames,
yep,
just put ordinary white sugar and they'll take that.
That's not feed sharp. On white sugar.
Yeah.
Really?
But don't use brown sugar, caster sugar or anything like that. Just the ordinary plain old white sugar. And they will dissolve that better than mixing sugar and water, which is a syrup. That should have been done by now if you wanted to feed them.
So all right, you're bunking them down for winter. So when would you then look at putting them back into sort of more hives rather than bunkering them down?
Once it starts warming up, say September, end of August, September. But I always weigh my bees. I weigh them at the beginning of winter.
Yep.
I just use a set of baggy scales. And I just put them on the end because some people say I just go and lift them up at the back and I can tell if what weight's in. Well, I can't. I can't remember next time I go 2 weeks later how it felt. So I use a pair of baggy scales. I keep a weight. And if it starts dropping too much, then I'd think about putting frames of honey in. I always keep a few frames of honey frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Don't hurt the honey, but just thaw it out and then stick it in the hive. But make sure you don't leave the hive open very long because it's not good for the bees.
Jim, how often would you take the honey out of a hive?
You really do about two extractions a year, one late spring, one late autumn.
So you'd be doing one now or would it be too late now?
I would have done it by now. I would have packed. Well, you could do the extraction now, but you would have you would have taken the frames out of the hive by now. You should really have packed them down by now. So
right.
You're not opening up. It's just getting too cold. If you open them up, they've got to warm the hive up. They keep it about 32.5 degrees all the time, constant.
Just by their own body heat?
By their own body heat, and they flap their wings. And it's the same in summer. You'll see all the bees come outside the hive and they'll fan outside the hive to cool it down.
Cool it down.
And they drink a lot of water in summer.
Do they?
Yeah, it's like their own air conditioning. So, they take it in the hive and splash it round and...
It's got its own real little ecosystem. It has.
It's fantastic the way they work.
All right, Jim, I've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Thinking about a life of crime. know you had a few, but how'd you hop beneath the covers and tell them that's the only one? Another, they know just what I'm going through, and it's so hard to be a lover when you say you're only in it for fun. Playing with the queen of hearts, no, I didn't really smart. The joker ain't the only fool who'll do anything for you. Playing with the queen of hearts, and no, I didn't really smart. The joker ain't the only fool who'll do anything for you. And laying out another line, thinking about a life of crime, cause that's what I'll have to do to keep me away from you.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 18 minutes to 1. Gee, the time's going quick, and 17 degrees. Jim, has it been a good year or a bad year for honey this year?
North of the Divide, I believe it's been very good. South of the Divide, it's been shocking. I've got very little honey this year.
Why, Jim?
Just so wet. It's just either diluted the nectar or it's washed the nectar completely out of a lot of the flowers. So the bees have been having a hard time collecting.
So in that... In an instance like that, what do the bees do? Do they just stay in the hive or do they still go out every day looking for nectar?
They will go out and they'll go further. The bee will actually fly up to 5K looking for...
I was going to ask you, 5Ks they will?
Yeah. But then by the time they get back to the hive, they haven't got as much nectar as what they... because they eat some of that stuff coming back.
To keep themselves going.
To keep it going. So.
Jim, coming up, you want to talk about swarming because they do send, we tend to find them in the trees and all that as it gets on. When does that start, Jim?
That'll start in about September, so you've got to keep an eye on your hive. To check your hive to see if there's any swarm cells in there.
What are swarm cells?
Swarm cells are sort of egg-shaped and they'll be on the side of the frame.
Right. And so where does the bees pick them up from?
They'll make them. They'll make them.
Yep.
And the queen will stick put an egg in it, and they'll just feed that with oil jelly. Oh. And they'll make that. There's three types of queen cells. There's the swarm cell, which means the hive has too many bees in it, and they're going to separate. Half of them will go off with the old queen, the new queen will
come in,
you know, take on the other half. And then there's the swarm cell where the person's the apiarist has killed the queen, so they will make a cell for that.
Yep.
And then there's a supersedure cell. That's when the bees as a collective decide the queen's not doing a job
and they give her the boot
and they will make their own cell, and they'll hide it, and it'll be more in the centre of the frame rather where the swarm cell's on the edge of the frame. They'll put it in the centre so that she can't find it.
Oh, right, because she would kill it.
She would kill it. So they'll cover that. And
so, Jim, what do we do if we go out in September or October and we find underneath the eaves or in a tree that we've got all these bees and we don't know what to do with them? What do we do?
Well, just give us a call. Yep. And we'll come out and collect them, and we'll make sure they're rehomed.
So that's
all bees are rehomed; they're not killed or.
So if someone like obviously if they googled the Yarra Valley Bee Group, there's a phone number there.
There's a phone number. There's phone, you know, B phone.
Yep.
Which is answered if, you know, it's not all, you know, I haven't got it always with me, but 99.9% of the time I've got it, and we'll get back to you.
So, Jim, like, what's the likelihood, like, how many, during the swarm, this period when they're swarming around the house and all that, how long would it be from September till when? And how many a year would your group go and get?
It'd be normally swarm seasons from September till December. After that, they've settled down and they've already swarmed or they're not going to swarm.
Yep.
A lot of people re-queen each year. A new queen is less likely to swarm than an old queen.
All right.
So a lot of beekeepers do re-queen.
So what do they do? They take the old one out and kill it?
Kill it and put a new one in.
And why would they do that?
Well, she's more fertile. She's, she's less likely to swarm.
Right.
And a lot of times she's more gentle because when they're older, they get the grumpier they get.
A bit like humans.
They do. And also, if they're grumpy, the whole hive becomes grumpy.
Does it?
Yeah.
They can affect the whole...
That will affect the whole hive. So what if we get a hive that's really... you know, comes out and has a go at you 50 metres from the hive,
yep.
You know, it's time for her to go.
And now, so how do you get the queen bee out?
Oh, you just find her and just grab her and squeeze her between your two fingers if you want to, or put her in a bottle and, you know, whichever way you want to, however you want to.
So she's somewhere in the hive?
She'll be in the hive, yeah.
Because the queen never leaves, does she?
She never leaves the hive. Yeah. Only time she'll leave the hive is to swarm.
Unreal, isn't it?
Yeah,
they're little critters. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Bye.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, and we're talking all things bees with Jim. Jim, can you just give a quick rundown on the importance of bees? Because I think a lot of people just think they're a pest.
Yeah, well, about 100 in honey sales, there's about $100 million per annum.
$100 million?
In honey production. And they contribute between $620 million to $1,730 million to the value of the Australian agricultural production per annum. There are about 13,000 registered beekeepers in Australia, and around 1,300 of these are considered to be commercial apiarists, each with more than 50 hives.
Gee, but apart from the fact that there are so many of these people around and so many beehives, I mean, the importance of the bees on our whole system is just unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. You know, they say one third of that food we eat is pollinated by a bee.
True.
Other things pollinate too, but the bees, the only ones that we really don't want in Australia, well, they are in Australia, but they're mainly Tasmania. I can't think of the name of the bees now. It's gone off me, out of the radar. But they just pollinate weeds.
Is that all?
Yeah, I can't think of the name.
Oh, well, we'll take a quick break. Yeah. You might think of them then, and we'll be back with more.
Oh,
bumblebee. Is it?
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shells and kicked in my face, but I've come through.
And I need to go on.
And everything that goes with it, I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 3 minutes to one and still sitting on 17 degrees. We should just mention, first of all, Jim, the Yarra Valley Bee Group that we've been talking all about is holding a meeting on Sunday, May the 30th at 1:30 at ECOS, 711 Old Warburton Road, Wisburn. There's a guest speaker, Carolyn Hammond, and she's going to be talking about how she combines her passion for beekeeping with business. So I guess they just roll up on that day?
They do.
Sounds good. So if you've got a bit of time, go along, and particularly if you've got some questions, I'm sure Jim and his mates will be there. So after the guest speaker, I'm sure you can ask them some questions and find out more about bees. Jim, we're fast running out of time. It's been great having you in here again today. One of the things that if people are listening and they either want to get into beekeeping or they should put your numbers aside because, you know, they could find a hive in their tree or underneath the eaves. Starting to stumble under their tree, their leaves. And I do know of one that wound up in a wall. So you can't take them out yourself. So obviously you've got a website and a Facebook page?
We do have. If you just Google Yarra Valley Bee Group, and everything will come up.
And that should have some contact details for them as well?
That'll have all our contact details, our email addresses, and you can email us or phone us, whichever way you want to go. The phone number's on the website.
Well, I guess if you go out one morning and you find all these bees swarming around, you don't want to be messing around, do you? You want to get hold of them.
No, you don't want to go near them. But at the moment, we're getting a lot of calls for wasps, but we don't handle wasps. So if you've got a wasp problem, you need to...
It's a council, isn't it?
Or
Exterminator.
Exterminator.
Yeah, because with wasps, I mean, there's nothing to do but exterminate them, is it?
There isn't. There's not much you can do with them. They're a pain in the neck.
They're not like a bee that produces something, are they? They're just a nothing.
Just a menace. But we don't. You've got to be licensed to
exterminate them.
Yeah. We don't have the license. We don't want to get into that side.
You're looking
of it.
After bees, aren't you? Which we really need. Jim, look, it's been fantastic having you in again. And if anybody wants to get involved with the Yarra Valley Bee Group, get onto the Google and have a look, and the Yarra Valley Bee Group, or go along on Sunday, May the 30th to ECOS and find out more. Maybe you want to start a hive too, and I'm sure you people will help them out.
We will definitely help them out. We'll show them everything they can do, and there's so many different ways you can go.
What does it cost to get started, Jim?
If you're starting from scratch, you're probably looking at, by the time you buy suits and all the equipment, you're probably looking at around $500.
Fair enough. Jim, I've got to go. Got to get to the news. Thank you for coming in.
I appreciate your help, Alan, and thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.